Praise the Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Let's all stand in his presence this evening. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Praise your name. We praise your name. Yes, Lord. For me, I cannot tell it all. And if I had 10,000 tongues, it still won't be enough. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, you've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. It still won't be enough, no. We sing, what shall I render?
What shall I render to Jehovah?
For he has done,
for he has done so very much for me.
What shall I render?
What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much.
Sing that again, we sing. What shall I render?
What shall I render to Jehovah?
For you have done, Lord.
He has done so very much for me.
What shall I render
to
you?
Jehovah,
for he has
shall I render to Jehovah,
for he has done,
for he has done so very much for me.
What shall I render?
What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much for me.
We sing Nara,
Nara, Nara, eh, Nara, kele, Nara, kele, oh.
Sing Nara,
Nara, Nara, eh, Nara, kele, Nara, kele,
oh. Hallelujah! Oh, we sing Nara,
Nara, Nara, eh, Nara, kele, Nara, kele, oh.
Sing Nara,
Nara, Nara, eh, Nara, kele, Nara, kele.
Yes, Lord, what shall I render? What shall I render? Oh,
to Jehovah,
for he has done,
for he has done so very much for me.
What shall I render?
What shall I render to Jehovah?
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
For he has done so very much for me.
We sing Nara,
Nara, Nara, eh, Nara, kele, Nara, kele, bo.
Sing Nara,
Nara, Nara, eh, Nara, kele, Nara, kele, bo.
Sing Nara,
Nara, Nara, eh, Nara, kele, Nara.
Hallelujah!
My evidence is right in front of me.
My evidence is right in front of me.
My evidence is right in front of me.
Oh, my evidence is right in front of me.
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 My evidence.
Of me.
My evidence is right in front of me.
My breakthrough is right in front of me.
My evidence is right in front of me.
Freely Jesus gave it all to me.
Freely Jesus gave it all to me.
Freely Jesus gave it all to me.
Freely Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
freely Jesus gave it all to me.
Freely Jesus gave it all to me.
Freely Jesus gave it all to me.
Freely Jesus gave.
Testify of your mercies and your grace. I'll tell the world of your goodness and the power of your love. I will testify of your mercies and your grace. I'll tell the world of your goodness and the
sing with me.
Oh, I will testify of your mercies and your grace. I'll tell the world of your goodness.
And the power of
love,
I will testify.
testimony.
Oh, I'm a testimony.
Testimony.
Of your goodness, Lord.
Testimony.
Of your faith. I'm a testimony.
Testimony.
Hey.
Testimony.
Oh, I'm an overcomer.
Overcomer. Overcomer.
Let's go.
My evidence is right in front of me.
Oh, my miracle is right in front of me.
My evidence is right in front of me.
My evidence is right in front of me.
My evidence is right in front of me.
Yes, my miracle is right in front of me.
My evidence is right in front of me.
My breakthrough is right in front of me.
My evidence is right in front of me.
Oh, freely Jesus gave it all to me.
Freely Jesus gave to me.
Really, Jesus gave it all 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 to me.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We anointed our feet this morning for speed. Hallelujah. And we're going to sing that song again. This is a word that the Lord gave the apostle in this house. In every distress, I call upon you, God. I know that you hear me. My cry comes before you.
All of your goodness is speeding. face. Lord, you are mighty.
Yes, Lord, I seek your face.
I seek your face. God, you are my strength and my rock. I seek your face. Lord, you are mighty.
lift your hands and worship Him. Come to do tonight. Raise your voice and store the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Thank you for all the things that you have done. Things that you've done that we have experienced. And thank you now, Lord, for the things that you have done that we are now about to experience. We come into your rest. Yes, we do. We rest from travail, we rest from all the struggles. We rest in the victory that you have given already. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation, purchased of God. I'm born of His Spirit, I'm washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. Praising my Savior. All the day long. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Thank you, Father. You breathe into man, and he became a living soul. Your word says it is by your breath that you created everything. And we know, Lord, that your word says that your words created everything. So we come to conclude that when you breathe into us, you breathe into us your word, and we became living. Lord, let the breath of your word come into us tonight. We breathe in your word. We are filled by your word. We speak your word. And everything that this word touches tonight, to the glory of your name, all that is meant to be shall receive life, so that your people will run in the zest and the zeal of your greatness to fulfill destiny. We give you praise, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. The Word of God says in the book of Ezekiel, the 21st chapter and the 27th verse. Thank you, worship team. I'm sure you might be back again. It says, I will overturn it. This is more than verily, verily, because there's another verily. Three times God says, I will overturn it. and it shall be no more. There is something that God is going to overturn today that will cease to be. Hallelujah. He says, until he come, whose right it is. Somebody say, it has been overturned. Say it again, it has been overturned. Say it the third time, it has been overturned. It says, until he come, whose right it is. It has been overturned because I am the rightful one to step in. God overturns everything for the right person. Are you the right person tonight? Yes. I said, are you the right person tonight? Yes. You don't sound like it. Yes. I said, are you the right person tonight? Yes. Are things going to be overturned because of you tonight? Yes. And then he says, and I will give it him. Oh, my God. I will give it him. Hear what it did not say. It did not say, and I will give it to him. He said, I will give it what? Him. The word of God is very precise. God wants to raise you, raise me, raise us to the place where we become the answer. When there is a challenge, he presents you and you become the solution. Somebody shout hallelujah. Tonight, there is going to be a transformation. You're going to transition from the place of death and defeat to the place of life and victory. Are you ready for it? I said, are you ready for it? I'll ask again, are you ready for it? Amen. Someone say, God has made me the solution, the answer to whatever is happening out there. He has overturned, so that I can be the solution. Do you know that's what you get paid for the solutions you bring about? Somebody say, I'm wealthy. Because I'm a problem solver. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, I don't like to say tonight is the last one service because I like this to keep on going and going and going. We've just loved the ministry of this mighty man of God, a son of the Most High. You have been truly an oracle of the Lord to us, and we celebrate the greatness of God in you. Amen. Amen. You know, when God gives an instruction, you obey it. When you don't obey the instruction of the Lord, you receive the consequence of not obeying. Rebellion costs. Did you hear what I said? Rebellion does what? It costs. If God gives you an instruction, do it. When you don't do it, it is called disobedience. Believe in the Lord so shall you be what? Established. Believe in his prophet. So shall you what? Prosper. Don't ever forget that. I honor the prophetic word from your mouth. To the age, let me not talk about that. But you know what? I honor the greatness of God in you. So, here, please come. Bless you.
If you're giving it for Jesus, come on, let's do it better. Amen and amen. Thank you one more time, sir, for the privilege. It's been awesome and adventurous spiritually to journey these few days. I wish we continue. Amen. In most times in our church, we do this service for 14 days back and forth every day, just enjoying the presence of God. And so are you ready to pray today? And I believe strongly that a moment in the presence of God worth more than 1,000 days outside it. Amen. And I believe strongly that you've come to receive this moment in God's presence, and we trust the Lord for an outstanding supernatural shift. Hallelujah. And tonight we are going to pray, not too much word, but God asked me to bring 7 blessings, and these 7 blessings will be what you will confess every day. I told you, faith does not deny the reality of life, but does not conform to it, but speak the truth over the situation. Jesus will never deny that there is no storm, but he will speak peace to it. That is what faith does. You will speak it until your structure, your life, conform to the frame of your confession. Your life must become what you are saying. Amen. And I told you from the beginning that in this kingdom, we don't speak experiences, we speak expectations. In this kingdom, number 2, the language of faith is consistent. Praise God. You will keep saying it until you say it. Number 3, we create our world with our words. In this kingdom, you are truly a believer when you keep speaking not what your circumstances is saying, but what your expectations are. Let the weak say, I am strong. Say to the righteous, it shall be well, and you shall eat the good of the land. Hallelujah. There was a beautiful story I saw in the Bible every time I read about the Shunammite woman. The Bible says she was a great woman. That was the only woman the Bible called great in the Bible. You are great when you are a giver. Amen. And anyway, long story short here, she had a baby died. And, the baby died, had a problem when the son was with the father. And his father said, take this lad to the mother. And immediately the boy got to the mother. The Bible says the boy died. And the woman went to put the baby on the same bed of the man of God. The same bed, the same house, the same the man of God. I have discovered that the anointing you support today preserve you tomorrow. So he went and dropped it there, and the husband says, "Where are you going to?" He said, "I'm going to see the man of God." He said, "But today is not the day to see the man of God. It's not the new moon, you know." But do you know what the woman said to the husband? "All shall be well." Thank God the woman is not from Isoko. Isoko is somewhere in France. The woman would have started abusing the man. "Was it not from you this boy got the problem? My only son." And you understand what a woman can be when she's wonderful. But instead of the woman to confess defeat, he told that man, instead of releasing anger, he said, "It shall be well." And the Bible says that she said to the driver, "Drive, don't care about me. Drive as fast as possible." And when he was driving, the man of God saw the woman coming from the mountain. He sent the servant and gone and asked this woman, "Is it well with your husband? Is it well with your son? Is it well with you?" And when he got to the woman, he said, "Is it well with your husband as well? Is it well with your son?" She said, "It is well." The boy was dead. How can you say it's well? How many of you understand that is a thief? He's not well, though. How can you say it's well? My son is dead, you know. But he said it is well. Oh, do you understand that? Is it well with you? Is it well with your son? It is well. You see that your consistency is what produces your miracle. Sometimes it's difficult for God to perform miracle because your confession is struggling with your manifestation. Somebody shout, "It is well." Now you are not convinced. Maybe some of you came here with some bills they just gave you before you came. Shout, "It is well." Now that woman does not have Jesus as we had. So we have more advantage. And the woman received back her son. Amen. So what God wants to do today is to show you significantly the prophetic word that we are going to pray in the next few minutes. We are going to pray with these prophetic declarations that God asked me to show you. 7 distinct blessings you are taking home. Amen. Because this is what is going to happen. Hallelujah. But before we do that, you know, there was a significant instructions about our seed, and we are going to read the scriptures that connects to that seed. 2 distinct scriptures. Then we begin to pray over each of those blessings. Then you write it down. I believe the media will put it up, and then we can have it, take it home, put it everywhere, confess that. Amen. So let's start with Psalm 103 from verse 1 all the way. We're going to read it together. Is it okay to stand to read God's word? Because it's a blessing that you're going to speak over your life. Do you believe the Bible? Somebody say, "I'm a believer. I'm not a doubter. My faith is active to receive the word of God. I am what God says I am. I have what God says I have. I can do what the Bible says I can do. Today I receive every blessing for my life, for my household. In Jesus' name. Amen." Psalm 103. There are 2 distinct scriptures. Then I'll show you the blessings we're going to pray at. But Psalm 103 is what we are going to read. This is the, if you want to know about the goodness of God, this is the scripture. There are 3 distinct things about God. Number 1, God is love. Say, God is love. Number 2, God is the Spirit. Number 3, God is holy. One, number one is what? Number two? Number three? So you need to understand, it's not God who will be loved. He is, it's his nature. His law. We want to see the love of God. Psalm 103 is one of those most distinct scriptures that give us clues to extensively explain who God is to us. Are you ready? And this is where our seed came from. Let's go. Everyone like a mass choir. One to go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2. We are going all the way to the end. Verse 2. One to go. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. Go ahead. Who forgiveth? How many? Who forgiveth what? How many? How many does he forgive? Who forgiveth all what? Aren't you glad that God will not take permission from anybody to forgive you? God will not even take permission from anyone to bless you. Amen. I don't care how much you love your children. If God comes to you and tell you, who should you bless? You know in your heart, this is my son, not this one. I'm glad that God will not take permission from my parents, because I don't know if they will choose me. Because they will look at this one, doesn't stay at home. This one is... No. My daughter is preferably because she is kind. Aren't you glad that God doesn't listen to gossips? Amen. I thank God that God will not take permission to bless me. Amen. So he forgiveth all. All our what? Number two, what does he do again? He heal how many diseases? All our. Do you see what we are keen into? All our diseases. Number next. Who redeemed my life from what? Destructions are everywhere. Many of you don't know that you were 1 second away from dying, but mercy kept you. Somebody would have made mistake on the way and hit your car, but the mercy of God kept you. Don't ever take it for granted. Leaving your house all the way to the church was a miracle. Even getting up from your bed. There are people that got up from the bed and lose their mind. They didn't remember anymore. Thank God for mercy. Amen. He redeemed our life. From where? From this. You can't pay for this. That is why we are expressing our faith with whatever level God gave us. That he redeemed us from what? Destruction. Number next. Who crowned? No. It says he redeemed our life from destruction. Number next. He crowned thee with what? And what? And tender mercies. Number next. Who satisfied my mouth with good things, so my youth is renewed like the eagles. Go ahead. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always cheer, neither will he keep his anger forever. He had not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. Is that okay for you? Is that the mercy of God? Amen. Let's go ahead. For as heaven is high above the head, so great is his mercy towards me that fears him. As for the east is from the west, so far had he removed our transgression. I thank God he doesn't remember our sins. Amen. Let's go ahead. Like as a father pitied his own children, so the Lord pity them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passed by it and is gone, and the place thereof shall no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and is righteous to his children's children. Hallelujah. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment, to do them. The Lord had prepared his throne in heavens, and his kingdom ruled over the earth. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment, acting unto him. Bless the Lord, O ye ministers of his, and do his pleasure. The last verse. Bless the Lord, O his works, in his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Hallelujah. Psalm 112. One to go, we are reading all of it. One to go. Praise ye the Lord. Bless the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. This is the blessings. His seed shall multiply. One more time. His seed. One more time. His seed. Are you here with your seed? His seed shall be what? Mighty. Say, my seed shall be mighty upon the earth. Now, when the Lord talks about seed, he talks about it in three levels. The seed as your resources, the seed as your giftings, and the seed as your loins, your children. These are seed that will be mighty upon the earth. Then he went on to say, the generation of the upright, what? Verse 2. Siege. Generation. Verse 3, like a mass choir, everyone, wealth and riches. Let's stay there. Remember, it says wealth and riches. They are not the same thing. One is physical, one is spiritual. The spiritual controls the physical. Wealth and riches. Wealth has to do with your soul. It is wealth that produces riches. Riches have to do with your resources, your house, your money, the cash in the bank, your houses, your car you drive. But it is wealth that produces all of that. Amen. And this shall be in your house. Your amen is quiet. Now, so let's read it like a mass choir. One to go. Wealth and riches shall be where? In my house. As they endure forever. Verse 3. Verse 4. Unto the upright there ariseth light in darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. Verse 5. A good man sheweth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affair with discretion. Verse 6. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Verse 7. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemies. He had despised, he had given to the poor. His righteousness endureth forever. His horn shall be exalted with what? So one more time, let's go verse 9. Say, my horn shall be exalted with horn. So can we personalize it? I want to go. I despise. I'd given to the poor. My righteousness endureth forever. My horn shall be exalted with honor. Verse 10. The wicked shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away the desires of the wicked. Is that all? Amen. May the Lord put his blessings on this word. Can we pray in the spirit as we receive the word? Come and pray in the spirit right now. Receive this scripture. Pray them over your children right now. If you're a father, pray them over your children. Pray them over your wife. If you're a mother, pray them over your children. Pray them over your house. Pray them over your career. Come and pray them right now. Kusopra de vela borio dosha. Mazipran de vela borudo. Ziprotose katarabadoshi karebranoshe. Come on, is somebody praying over their household? Your seed shall be great upon the earth. Pray over your children. Your children will not be wicked. They will not be slain. They will not. Come on, pray over your household now. Bless your house. Whether you are here to have family, come on, bless them. Prophesy. Come on, pray. We just receive a scripture right now. Mara suprande katoske parada barusha. Likera bede vede bede deboshe taburia. If your son is around you or your family, come and bless them. Put your word upon them. Lika parado sente hiska prada verusha. I mara ziprondoboske prada baradosha. Le karabaliso to balenesha. Zikra bale vete brandoske pradaya. E karababa badoshe kate branda vatosha. E kedoshi kele. Maradoske brandaveria bragadoske. E kabarada veda borodosha. Come and give him glory for the blessings that is about to be released. Give him blessings for the. Come on, come on, come on. Lishko prada vedoshki pa. Oh. Shibala vadoboshe hila madosha. Let his go pande varatoske. Maratuske prande vela pradagodoshe. Ikopate kezo prede vela paradoshe. In Jesus' mighty name. Are you ready to pray in the next few minutes? When we are praying, I want you to begin to move around. Moving around is also taking territories and dominion. It might be in that little space, but I want you in your mind seeing yourself taking territories. Someone say, I'm taking territories. I'm telling you, by the mercy of God, I stand under God. These blessings are going to manifest in your life. I'm telling you, I did not come with an ordinary word or an enticing word of man's wisdom, but there is a prophetic word the Lord showed me. He said, release it, because this is what they will take home. I'm telling you, I will see you in the next few weeks. When I see you again, you're like, wow. I thank God I was in that meeting. Because God never gathered people for entertainment, but for encounters. And to give them experience. And I believe that you're about to receive an experience. Say amen if you're ready for it. One of the prophetic things about seed, God told Abraham, he says, I will bless you and I will multiply your seed. See, I will multiply your seed. Now, seed cannot be multiplied until they die. I have never seen, you know, all truth are parallel. You must understand what it is in the spirit is what also it is in the physical. So the same way farmers go to the farm, I believe this is a farming environment. You see, you plant the seed in the ground, the seed dies and produces. Is that correct? Is that how it works here? All right. So you see seed are multiplied on. So when God told Abraham, I will multiply your seed. Somebody say, I will multiply your seed. Or say like a child, or say, I will multiply your seed. So when God said, I will multiply your seed, he was speaking for multiplication. Amen. And when that happened, the Bible said something very profound. That how will God multiply his seed when the seed has not died? So God says, since I'm going to multiply your seed, you know what he did? In Genesis chapter 22, he says, carry the seed and go and kill it. He took the seed to Mount Moriah. That seed was Isaac. Do you remember the story? And he killed Isaac because in his heart the guy was dead. That is was in Genesis 22. He says, now, in multiplying, I will multiply you. In blessings, I will bless you. Every seed that you have released today, we experience multiplication. Oh my God, I say we experience multiplication. because I have never seen a seed survive in your hand. You must be able to let go. That is faith enough. You must be able to release. That is faith enough. You must be able to bury it. That is faith enough. Hallelujah. As the oil comes upon you tonight, there will be an experience of multiplication in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you ready to pray tonight? By the God of heaven, multiplying the seed. Multiplying the seed. You will be amazed and you will be glad you obeyed. And some of you will be like, I wish I increased it. Amen. He says, I will multiply you. Why? Because you can only multiply what dies. And as long as Isaac is alive, he cannot experience multiplication. So he had to take him to Mount Moriah and kill him there to kill the seed so that multiplication can manifest. Because seed must be buried. Amen. Seed must be what? May the hand of God begin to influence your faith in the name of Jesus. Shout a louder amen. Are you ready for the promise? There are 7 blessings that God is releasing today. Amen. And I want our media people to be able to put them, but we're going to pray with them one after the other. And I want you to write it down because it's the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Have you been blessed all these days? Now, this is our 5th session, and this is the season, this is a session for grace. Hallelujah. Number one blessing we are going to pray about is what I call the overtaken blessing. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. The overtaken blessing. I won't be able to have time to explain each of these blessings because these blessings are what I preach for 1 year. Amen. So, but we are going to pray over it. Somebody say the overtaken blessings. One more time, say the overtaking blessings. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 2. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 2. The first blessing is called the overtaking. He said, and this blessing shall come on thee and overtake you. Somebody shout the overtaking blessings. Now lift your hand and say, I come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find grace in the name of Jesus Christ. I come before God through the blood of Jesus Christ, asking for forgiveness in Jesus' name. I receive the life of Christ because I believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and Jesus is my Savior. In the name of Jesus, I receive God's mercy. I receive God's forgiveness. I receive God's grace in Jesus' name. I therefore declare I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I therefore declare I am justified by faith. I have peace with God through the blood of Jesus Christ in Jesus' name. I therefore stand in the liberty God has given me through Christ Jesus in Jesus' name. With the blood of Jesus, I remove every legal ground, every legal right of the enemy from my life. With the blood of Jesus, I silence the voice of the accusers in Jesus' name. With the blood of Jesus, I cancel every evil record in the spirit world against me. Every ordinances that is not of God, be canceled in Jesus' name. As I begin to pray, I receive utterance, I receive wisdom and strength from the Holy Spirit to break through in prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever I decree and whatever I declare, I receive as answer in the name of Jesus Christ. Now say in the name of Jesus, I receive the overtaking blessing. Open your mouth and pray over your household, over the overtaking blessing. Come on, right now, you are in the right standing with God. Declare the overtaking blessing. Mashakarabadosha. Likarabataba. He said, this blessing shall come upon thee and shall overtake you. The first blessing is called the overtaking blessing. What is the overtaking blessing? The overtaking blessing is the blessing that will come on you and you. It will overtake you. Mara separana. It's not a blessing you will struggle with. Liko pateke zupradaya. Come and pray. Pray for overtaking blessing over your finances, your This is your ministry, your calling. Come and pray over the overtaken blessing. Pray over the overtaken blessing in this city. Wherever you find yourself, I will experience the overtaken blessing. And all this blessing shall come upon thee and overtake you. Is somebody praying? You have 30 more seconds declaring the overtaken blessing upon your family, upon your children, upon your job, upon your career, upon your businesses, upon your sons and daughters, upon your father, your mother, your brothers, your sister, your husband, your wife. Overtaking blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. The overtaking blessings is coming upon this house. The north, west, west, and south. I release the overtaking blessing. Bezu Pradeska. Ikopete ketusha, reparetoske paranasha, liparatoske paredeveto, iska prandevelosha, inke pateya, eskoprade ketusha, baratoske paranasha, lebranosha, inkopete kesopa, eshikra, the overtaking blessing in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Number two is called the outpouring blessing. In Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. It's called the heart-pouring blessing. Someone say, I receive the heart-pouring blessing. Oh, are you ready? Say, I receive the heart-pouring blessing. Let's look at Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. This kind of heart-pouring blessing is the blessing that creates opportunities. It says, bring ye all your tithes to the storehouse that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now, where we say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the window of what? Of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Someone said the outpouring blessing. This kind of blessing is what we call the opportunities blessing, where it creates opportunities for you. People of opportunity meet you. People that carry relevant information, give them to you. You will meet people that are windows, people that are opportunity. Say, I receive the outpouring blessing. Lift your voice and begin to declare the outpouring blessing right now. It is a blessing of opportunities. Come and pray. Repair opportunities for your business, for your children. My God, scholarship. I release a favor. The outpouring blessings. Come on. Declare number two blessing is called the outpouring blessing. Is somebody praying? My God, it will be nice for you to speak in your atmosphere. Move around and make sure you are releasing it into your atmosphere, because you are leaving this place with a cloud full of blessings around you. The outpouring blessing in the name of a living God. Somebody's receiving the outpouring blessing. Those watching online, come and pray. Pray over your atmosphere. Pray over your certificate. Pray over your CV. Pray over your family. The outpouring blessing. Pray over your marriage. Your outpouring blessing. Pray over your business, your ideas. Whatever God, your anointing, your ministry, your church, whatever God has put in your hand, pray the opportunity blessing. Oh my God, it's called the outpouring blessing. He says, I will pour out the blessings. Liparetoske parada inko. The outpouring blessings in the name of a living God. I believe God answers prayers, and this is the reason why we have gathered here. Come on, release it, release it, release it, release it. Oh my God, release the outpouring blessing. The outpouring blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. Number three is called Matthew 6:33. It's called the added blessing. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Someone said the added blessing. Someone said the added blessing. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Shall be added. You know when God take from people and give to you, it's called the added blessing. Say, I receive the added blessing. Are you ready to pray over the added blessing? Say, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare over my life the added blessings, over my family the added blessings. Come on, open your mouth and pray the added blessing. Everywhere you go, things are added to you. My God, opportunities are added, blessings are added to you. Oh my God, people say you have so much, but it's added. The added blessing, Maratoska Pradahos, Ikobedegedosha, the added blessing, Matekuse Prendekoria, Ikopete, Zupredegeza, the added blessing, Maratoske Para. Is somebody praying that prayer? Because when the oil come upon you, the seven blessings will be established. The added blessing. Name of the living God. I walk in the added blessing. I walk in the added blessing. Hey, my God, in Winnipeg, the added blessing. All of Canada, the added blessing. Outside the city, the added blessing. In the city, the added blessing. On my job, the added blessing. In my business, the added blessing. In the name of the living God, I receive what I call the added blessing. In the name of Jesus, added blessings to my family, added blessings to my ministry, added blessings to my calling, added blessings to my children, added blessings to my wife, added blessings to my father's house, added blessings to the church, added blessings right now. Ikapatosa, etu brandeseta, elipapapato, the added blessing. In the name of Jesus. Number four. Genesis chapter 39, verse 5 is called the Joseph's sick blessing. Somebody say the Joseph's sick blessing. Oh, are you talking of memory? Say the Joseph's sick blessing. What is the Joseph's sick blessing? Let's really look at it. And it came to pass from that time he had made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptians for what? For Joseph's sake. This kind of blessings make you enter a place that is designed to fail, and it prospers because you are there. People will say, my God, because you came, things start going right. It's called the Joseph's sick blessing. Do you want that upon your life? Lift your right. Some of you need to lay hands on your children. Hold your children's head. Amen. Let the Joseph's sick blessing. Because there are people, when you tell things, as long as they hear it, things go wrong. There are people that walk in your life. Once they walk into your life, things start going wrong. Ask Jonah. There are people that are storm bringers. They are weather changers. Once they walk into your life, things just go bad. Jonah entered the boat and there was storm. There are people that are in relationship with, things start going wrong. But there are people that when they come into your life, things start going up. I wish you that. Have me around yourself for 2 hours. You'll be surprised how things start happening to you. Because I know I have the Joseph's sick anointing. I'm telling you the truth. That is the grace that won't come upon you. You are going to pray that prayer. That because of you in that business, things start going right. Even though it was designed to fail, because I am there. Oh my God. It will not fail because I carry. Say, I carry the Joseph's sick anointing. He said the Egyptian's house was blessed because Joseph was present. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This one, I will give you 3 minutes to pray. You will pray it into your soul. Amen? Some of you need to pray. Some of you need to call your children to you. Oh yeah, collect Joseph's sick. If you need to hit their head and say, this must enter your head. Amen? You will pray. You will move around and speak around it. What is the Joseph's blessing? It is an aura you carry. What is an aura? It's an atmosphere that surrounds a person or a place. When you enter a place, people don't have choice but to like you. They just love you. They'll say, I don't know why I'm loving you. Even your enemies are loving you. You just smile. You just say, okay, can you just take a check of 500,000 for smiling? See, you've been smiling free of charge before, but now people start paying for you smiling. You didn't believe what I just said. I received the Joseph Said blessing. Open your mouth and pray for the Joseph Said blessings upon your life. Come on, declare right now. I give you 3 minutes to pray about this Joseph Said blessing. Because many of you, things must work right for you. Because of you, your family will do well. Because of you, the business will do well. Because of you, the ministry will do well. Because you came, things are working right. The Bible says, Laban said to Jacob, since you came, my things have turned around for my good. My God, I pray for the Joseph Said blessing in the name of the living God. Come on, declare that. Pray in the spirit. Declare it. Call it upon yourself. Hey, repatesha. Pray that blessing on your children. Pray that blessings on your wife. Pray that blessings on your husband. Pray that blessings on your sons. Pray that blessings on your daughters. Pray that blessings on your brothers and sisters. Come on, declare the Joseph Said blessing. Come upon me. The Joseph Said blessing. I receive her. Wherever I enter, things are working right. Wherever I go, things are working right. I receive the Joseph Said blessing. Wherever I go, the Joseph Said blessing is working for me. Anywhere I enter, the Joseph Said blessing. My God, I carry the Joseph Said blessing by the will of God, by the mercy of God. I carry the Joseph Said blessing. Declare that prayer right now. Declare it upon them. Declare it upon your household. In the name of Jesus Christ. Is somebody calling upon God? Pray that prayer. Pray that blessing upon yourself. Call your children. Pray that blessing on your first child. Pray that blessings on your first daughter. Pray that blessings on your first son. Pray that blessings on your wife. Pray that blessings on your husband. Nothing goes wrong in your life anymore. Nothing goes wrong around you anymore. The Joseph Said. You have 1 minute 30 seconds to go. Pray that prayer. The Joseph Said anointing. Maradega la baradosa, Nicobale de Bosa, Icarepalega Supare, Ecaparatosa, Ecarabara. This kind of blessing does not make you look for job. Job will be looking for you. This kind of blessing will not make you knock at every or doors. Doors will be open for you. It is called because I came. Miracles are happening. Because I appear, things are working for me. In the name of the living God, the Joseph Said anointing, the Joseph Said blessing, my caprata city, ikoperete shepa, repate superete shepa. The Joseph Said grace. You have 40 more seconds. Come on, pray. Oh, thank you, Father. Received the Joseph Said blessing in the name of Jesus. Is somebody receiving all the blessings in the name of Jesus Christ? Oh my God, can you just tell somebody that you are blessed standing by me? Look at somebody and say, you are blessed hanging around me. Hallelujah. To someone the other day, I said, you know why I don't take offering from everybody? Because I know if I take it from you, God can bless. And I don't want to bless what God is causing. Amen. Praise God. So I don't take offering from everybody. Because I know that once it is released, something happens. See, I received the Sick blessing. Hallelujah. Number what blessing now we're praying? Number five blessings. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8 is called the commanded blessing. Deuteronomy 28 verse 8. The commanded blessing. This kind of blessings releases. He said, the Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouse. This kind of commanded blessing is a blessing that you can never be stranded. See, I can never be stranded. It says, and this kind of commanded blessings enforces increase in whatever your hand finds to do. Stretch your hand to this altar. You are going to declare. You are the prophet of yourself now. Amen. And when you are declaring this commanded blessing, you are going to declare this commanded blessing over your bank account, over your hand, the work of your hand, everything that concerns you. Amen. Are you ready? You are going to command this blessing by taking 7 steps as you walk around. Each of the steps, you are commanding the blessing. In the name of Jesus, I receive the commanded blessing. Lift your voice and pray right now. Command the blessings right now. Walk around and decree and declare. I receive the commanded blessing. I speak the commanded blessings into my house, over my children, over the work of my hand. I receive the commanded blessing. Let brother come and pray over your bank account, over the works of your hand, over your business. A commanded blessing. You will never be stranded. You will never suffer lack. This is number 5 blessing. Is called the commander blessing. Le prata si paratosha, e caparatosa, e coparates. The commander blessing. Le prata cosoparia, e copate que se cara, e jiparete. Meta soprentes capa, juco predecipa, e le paratos capa. Icopente Zambrane Sukaba, the commander blessing over your children, over your wife, over your husband, over your family, the commander blessing in your business, your ideas, the commander blessing, Icapatekete, Icopedeshata, Lebrande Zuprete Katusha, Ecapadate, Icopedezeteria. Is somebody pray? Push it for more 30 seconds, push it for more 30 seconds. You will be glad you prayed. You will be happy you prayed. You will be happy you prayed. Masa Pradaya, the commander blessing. Hikaraba, as you move around, declare the commander blessing in my storehouse, my bank account, the commander blessing in my business, the commander blessing in my family, the commander blessings when the work of my hands, the commander blessings. I declare the commander blessings upon my children, grandchildren, children's children. A commander blessings upon the ministry, the commander blessings upon the anointing of God on my life. I will never be stranded. The commander blessing in my storehouse. The Bible says, in the work of your hand, the commander. Oh my God, you have 15 seconds. Come on, push it one more time. For more 15 seconds, you will be glad you declare. Shiparete sapa, he copate ketosa, he liparetos, he cambesi parete, he copalesa, the commanded blessing in the name of Jesus. Shout amen if you're a child of God. Number 1 blessing now. Genesis 49 verse 26 is called the prevailed blessings. Genesis 49 verse 26, the prevailed blessing. The blessings of thy father has prevailed above the blessings of your ancestors. Means this kind of blessings is a blessing that is bigger than whoever is the biggest in your family. Your blessings will prevail. Nobody in the past will be bigger than you. Ah, my God. It is an error for a father to be bigger than a son. It is an error. Somebody says an error. You are going to pray over the prevailed blessing. What does that mean? The best in your family will be your beginning. Oh my God, I don't think I have believers in this house. Do you believe what the word of the Lord is saying? It is an error for the past to be greater than the present. No, it's an error. The man, the Bible says that the governor was saying when he took the wine in John chapter 2. It says the normal thing is that when we are drinking wine, you will bring the best wine first so that we will drink. When men are drunk, they will not choose if they will drink the bad wine. Why do you not leave the better, the good wine till now? And the Lord said, you know what men says? Men will always say the good old days. But that is the statement of a fallen person. Because a man with a prevailed blessing says, the best is yet to come. Say, the best is yet to come. My past cannot be better than my future.
I am doing better than my father. The best of my father will be my beginning. My ancestors cannot do better than me. Their limits will be my beginning. I am crossing the line. I am breaking barrier. Say, I receive the prevailed blessing. From today, I prevail. Open your mouth and pray. I receive the prevailed blessing. It says the blessing shall prevail above your ancestors. It shall break bounds of the everlasting. They shall be on the head of Paul. The prevailed blessing. Come and pray for the prevailed blessing. The blessings that break limitations. The blessings that break barriers. My God, if the best man in your family arrive at level 10, there is somebody now going to be level 20. There's somebody here God is raising up. You will do better than your ancestors. You will do better than your father. Pray for the prevailed blessing. Pray that God will give you ability. Your parents cannot do better than you. You are going to do better than your parents. You are going to do better than who was in that job. My God, the prevailed blessing. Shaprata Badosha. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are still going to break that limit. Some of you, God is going to promote you in your office. And you will do better than who has been sitting in that office before. It is an error as a child of God that the past is better than your present. It's an error. I hear what I'm saying. Shout the prevailed blessing. The prevailed blessing means you are breaking limits. You are breaking bounds. Ah, Jehovah God. I wish somebody is catching revelation right now. Shout the prevailed blessing. This time you are going to declare. You will speak it in this city, in this country, outside the country. That God, anywhere I find myself, I'm doing better than who came before me. Oh my God. You will be so relevant that nobody will want to let you go. You will be too relevant that they cannot ignore you. I receive the prevailed blessing. Say in the name of Jesus, I receive the prevailed blessings. I'm breaking bounds and limits in the name of Jesus Christ. Open your mouth. Angels are listening to what you are saying. Look at angels writing down what you are saying. If you keep quiet, it's your fault. If you keep quiet, it's your fault. I receive the prevailed blessings. Leparatos kente yekate, ikoprotokosikalapa, reparetesa, the prevailed blessing, lepradesekata, eparentos kepraneyeto, shakapa deketesa, aleba, breaking limitations, breaking limitation, the prevailed blessing upon my family, the prevailed blessing upon my son, upon my daughters, the prevailed blessing upon my wife, the prevailed blessing upon my business, the prevailed blessing upon the anointing of God, the prevailed blessing I receive, the blessings prevail. Ika pradesoto, e shapata yata, e kopoto gezika, e reparentos. Is somebody declaring it? You have 21 seconds to declare this prevailed blessing over yourself. The prevailed. Masaprate katosha, ele parata sade, ikobe ketuska pare, jipare tekera, ele pande kuprahesa, ele brada gazekara, eshapaya paratosa. 10 more seconds, declare the prevail. I am breaking bounds, I am breaking limits, I am breaking bounds, I am breaking barriers. Ekarabanaba, let the best of the past be my beginning. In the name of the living God, thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Shout amen if you receive it. Number what now? It's called the irreversible blessing. Numbers 23, verse 20. The Lord, Numbers 23, verse 20, the irreversible blessing. In other words, everything God has given you cannot be reversed. Behold, I have received the commandment to bless. And he had blessed, and I cannot reverse it. Nobody will put a curse on you anymore. It will not stand. You know why I know that the blessing cannot be reversed? In Genesis chapter 27, you know,
The Bible says that when Isaac blessed Jacob, you know the story. He gave him all of the blessings and he poured the blessings upon him and gave him the blessings of the earth, the blessings of elevation, the blessings of possession, the blessings of enlargement, the blessings of capacity, the blessings of plenty, and the blessings of abundance. He gave him all of these blessings and he said to him, go forth, that your brothers will serve you. You will be the Lord over your brothers. Amen. They will serve you. Even their children will serve you. Praise God. They will even serve your own servants. Can you imagine that? Immediately he just finished blessing. Esau showed up. So I blessed the wrong person. But if you know you blessed the wrong person, why didn't you change it? Because what have gone out cannot be reversed. I don't know, the blessing you've received today cannot be reversed. I don't care the warlock, the witch, or whoever wants to say you are cursed. No, it's irreversible. Are you ready to receive that irreversible? Lift your right and say, I decree and declare the irreversible blessing through the finished work of Jesus upon my family in the name of Jesus. The irreversible blessing. My children can come under a curse. My life cannot be under a curse. My businesses, my church cannot be under a curse. The irreversible blessing. Come on, release it upon yourself right now. Come on, pray. The irreversible blessing. I cannot curse whom God has blessed. He says, I have received the commandment to bless her. I have blessed her. I cannot. The irreversible blessing is upon my life. It's upon. Nobody can curse you. Nobody can call you in a mirror. No warlock, no deities, no demonic spirit can reverse the blessing. God has blessed you. Nobody can reverse it. The irreversible blessing is upon me. It's upon my children. It's upon my wife. It's upon my husband. It's upon my family. The irreversible blessing. Is somebody declaring right now in the name of the living God? The irreversible blessing. The seventh blessing is coming upon a child of God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your oil if you have one. Then put up all of the seven blessings. We are going to, you know, some of you missed some of it. Amen. Can we see it? Amen. Thank you, media. You are just one of the best under heaven. Hallelujah. Let's clap our hands for this media guys. Do you see all of the blessings? Now take your oil. If you have your oil, open your oil. Begin to speak these blessings. If you don't have oil, I don't know. All right. We're going to pray for you anyway. But you can open your hands and pray. I will give you 5 minutes to pray each of it. Amen. Can you see it? Is it clear? Right? Is it clear? All right. One to go. Open your mouth. Begin to pray the blessings. Speak over that oil, because once we lay hands on it, whatever you say is going to be established. Amen. Are you ready to pray? In the next 3 to 5 minutes, I will let you pray. Amen. Whatever way you want, position you want to take, but make sure, listen to me. The Bible says the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. The original translation says the heartfelt prayer. Make sure it comes from your heart. Some of you, if your babies are around you, just put your hand on your head and begin to speak in their life. Amen. And command. If you have the pictures of your family, take them out from your phone and speak over them. You must be prophetic tonight. You must be what? Prophetic, and you must act as the Holy Spirit is commanding you. Amen. If you have your CV, your business document, whatever, you begin to speak to them. Everything around you must carry the seven blessings. Say amen to that. Open your mouth and begin to call the blessings upon your life. Open your mouth and pray.
you, Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Your name is power. Your name is sin. Your name is love. Break every
stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Born like a fire.
Your name is
power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Your name is power. Your name is power.
Things of the Holy Spirit, the things of God is spiritual. God is a spirit. So in other words, he does not communicate with our flesh, because our flesh will not understand spiritual things. Because the Bible says the things of the spirit is foolish to a flesh, to a carnal man. As long as you're in the flesh, it does not make sense. That is why eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither has it got into the heart of man what God has prepared, but he has revealed it. If you know what God is doing now, thank you, Father. Your name is love. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Shout Jesus on the mountain, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the thickness
over every enemy.
Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name.
Shine through the
his promises. That is why you are called believers. You just have to believe it. Please, I want you every day speak over these blessings. The 7 distinct blessings, and thank God it's already happening. You are going to start hearing testimonies that people will say, is this true or not? It will be mind-blowing. It's a distinct. Can we still just have this blessings? Because let us have it as a picture in our spirit. Hallelujah. When I ask you to bring the soil, I'm not just saying bring the soil. I'm asking you to bring the city in your hand. So this 7 blessings is in your city. That is why I've learned never to curse any place, because whatever you curse, you never get the blessing from. This city you find yourself, and everywhere you go, and as God permits you, this blessings follows you. I want you to be so confident that when you have around people, you tell them, because I'm here, everything is going to go right. So you are blessed to have me. You are just blessed to have me. Let nobody make you feel you are a burden. Amen. In case you ask a friend, can you give me a ride? He said, oh no. I said, it's a blessing for you. Just give me a ride, because if you don't give me a ride, your battery is going to just go down. Somebody shout, I'm a blessing. I'm not a burden. Hallelujah. We're going to anoint you pretty soon. And we're going to, I don't know how the arrangement for the blessings is, but it is favor on my head, increase in word, and speed where? My faith. One more time, favor on my head, increase in my hand, speed on my feet. I have favor on my head, increase in my hands, and speed on my feet. One more time, favor on my head, increase in my hand, speed on my feet. For the last time, declare, favor on my head, increase in my hands, and speed on my feet, in the name of Jesus Christ. And this is what is going to happen. These blessings are going to come over your life. Have you been blessed this weekend? There is one more blessing that I don't want to mention, but I have to mention it. It's not a nice one, but it's a warning for the blessing. It's in Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. But don't have that one, but I want to show you it's a warning. Amen. It's a blessing that when you give God the glory, your blessings will be cursed. Malachi chapter 2, verse 2. Amen. Are you there? It's called a cursed blessing. You don't need to add it to the 7. Just leave it. It's called a, it says, if you will not hear, if you will not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, it says the Lord, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessings. Amen. Somebody say, I don't have a curse blessings. You know, the condition means you have to give glory to God. If you don't give glory to God, the blessing will be cursed. Amen. Say, I don't have the cross blessing. The cross is nailed to the cross. Do you see the condition now? So lift your hands and let's give him the glory. Glorify him. Thank him if you believe it. Give him the glory. Oh Lord my God, when I'm in awesome wonders, consider the words that hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, the power throughout the universe is great. Sing my soul, my Savior God today. I'll praise.
more time to sing my soul.
Sing my soul, I sing your God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, I sing your God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Let's sing it to the Holy Spirit. Then sing my soul.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God.
From your spirit.
Then sing my soul, my Savior God to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
How great thou art.
Praise the Lord.
How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to me. How great thou art.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
All right, let's find a way to do it. And everyone that have a word for, I'll just quickly do it and just prophesy as the Holy Spirit inspires me. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Promise not to keep you tonight because you guys got to go to work tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
As you appear in the system that you work or you do business, this blessing is automatically activated.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Did you come with your seed? Hallelujah. I prayed about it. I wanted to write all of the 7 blessings on these envelopes, but there were too many. Amen. I just lay over them and begin to speak in the spirit and asking the Lord to be gracious to you.
Amen.
Remember, your seed will be multiplied because you gave them in faith.
Amen.
You will know that this is not one of the many, that God will do supernaturally in your life as never before.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
This oil will not be ordinary on you. This oil will be supernatural.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If I don't know how to do it, I hate to tell you to do it, but you know, I don't know.
Thank you. I'll mention your name and would like you to come and get your envelope and do the needful, and then you're going to come. And you talked about the 3 areas of favor, increase, and speed. Mama and I will take one, and you, whether it's speed or favor or increase, so that way one person's anointing the head, one person's anointing the hands, and one's anointing the feet.
Okay.
That way we move people speedily. That worked?
So I will sit down to that, so I'll reach your feet.
Okay. All right. Okay. Let me do this. Anderson, Melody, please come quickly as soon as you hear your name. Bethany Zonella.
How great our
God. We'd like to see you after, so don't go.
My voice is wonderful.
Bethany Zonella. Zenolo, I think. Raven Strong Quill. Where's Bethany? Okay. Raven. If it's Zeno, Adrian, just come and take your envelope. Christiana Adioye. As soon as I call your name, please move quickly. Deborah, I think this is Debo, it just says Debo. I guess it's Deborah. Sandra Monroe. Wanku. Kalisha. Wanku Moses. Wanku Joshua. Ashley Cade. Raquel Lawrence. Judith Pessima. Cynthia Bradford. Minot Ariel. Not here tonight. Cynthia, oh, bless you. Candy Clark. Agola. Afulabi, okay, he's not here. This is redeemed, redeemed. 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 Yemisi. Rogon. Kika Lomo. Omolola. Heather Bueller. Nikela Little. Kathy Crumble. Johnson Marisa. Curvy. Brew. Who's Curvy Brew? Bree. Oh. Bree. I messed up your name, huh? Paul Morin. Andre Loye, Al Malmquist, could you take Al's to him? Yeah. Martin Christian, Pessima Mary, Prasky Nicole, Prasky Wes and Kasha. This is Nicole. Is this yours? Okay. Here. Okay. Bill Kisu, Ayomola. Felix and Aisha Odaiba. Eunice. Emmanuel. Ruben. Prasky Nicole, or redeemed, that's redeemed. Shepherd. Okay. Okay. Bethany Zunello.
Raven Strong Hill. All right. These are redeemed and some that are not here tonight.
Hallelujah. Maybe you were not here in the morning and you want to be part of it. I don't know if that is okay.
Yeah.
If you're not here in the morning, you want to be part, can you come? You're not
you
here
want
in the
to.
Morning, you want to be part of the Asupray.
Just if you need an envelope, those of you that got the envelope and you filled it, make sure you fill it with what you said you are given, and then position yourself.
You're not here in the morning, but you want to be part of the hovering day.
You're not here in the morning, you want to be part of it. Those online, we are going to pray for you. Those of you online, because we can see your names, we're going to call your name. When we finish with the people here, we're going to call your name and release the grace of God. Is it? Oh, you feel it? Okay. Just hold on to it. When you come in, you release it.
Holy. Huh?
Yeah, that's fine.
Holy. Okay.
Hold on to it. When you're coming through the prayer line, you put it in the offering box, okay? Those of you online, you can release your offering through the mechanisms that you have available. And while we're praying, the grace of God will come upon you too. When you're ready with your offering, form a line to the left. As soon as you're ready, join the line. Pastor Paul. Take the big bowl.
What is the land?
Okay. Release your offering and then come. So this is what we're going to do. You release your offering and then you come. All right? Touch the head. You touch the head for favor. I touch the hands for increase.
They will open their soil. So
hmm?
They will open the soil.
Oh, okay. Yes. open your bag of soil so that the oil can go in there. Okay. Yeah. Anoint her head. Anoint the head. Then. Articles. Increase, increase. Increase, increase. Increase, increase. Yeah. Yeah, open it. Open it, open it. You are going to be touched 3 times. He's going to touch you. I'm going to touch you, and Mama is going to touch you. Open it. In the name of Jesus, I speak increase. 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 Where's your soil? Forget to release your offering. Your offering, remember. Come. Is that your soil? Is that your soil? It's okay. You can close it. Yes, it's fine. Jesus, increase. that your soil?
Thank you.
Try to handle yourself if you can so you don't fall.
Praise the Lord.
Increase.
Praise the Lord. When you come through, please don't lay and block the way. Once you are touched, move to the side so you don't get hurt. Somebody has fallen on you.
Increase. Yes, sir. I did already. bless your soil. Bless your soil. Soil. Did you come through? I don't know. Yeah. Don't forget.
Oh, I forgot.
In the name of Jesus, receive it.
Did everybody come through? Hallelujah. Somebody say, favor on my head. Increase in my hands. Speed on my feet. The Bible says that the prophet said to the king Ahab, says, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. He says, take off or you're going to get stuck. And Ahab took off in his chariot. They're going as fast as they could. And here comes the prophet with their overtaking blessing. Hallelujah. And overtook him. All the horses could not outrun the prophet. You have supernatural speed. You are an overtaker. You are an overcomer. You are higher. You are greater. The glory of the Lord is upon you. Somebody shout, hallelujah. It is one thing to say it. It's another thing to be it. When you say it, you are it. How then do you become it? By acting it. You act like it. What did I say? You act like it. If you have received these blessings of the Lord, then you must act like it. A double-minded person cannot receive anything from God. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Say with me, whatever champion the enemy has placed before me to harass me, to intimidate me, to blaspheme the name of God, this day, by the authority of the word of God, you come down. The word of God, the rock of truth, penetrates into your mind. You collapse before me, and with the sword that you came to destroy me, I behead you now. I cut off every talking head in the mighty name of Jesus. Your head is cut off. Shut up. Don't you ever talk again. I only hear what God says. And what God says releases faith inside of me. And I speak the word of faith. And what I say is what is. I say to this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea. I do not doubt, but I believe that what I say, I now have. I have it. 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 Somebody shout, hallelujah! Say, I am blessed and I am highly favored of the Lord. I am increasing in wisdom, increasing in stature, increasing in favor with God and man. Now say with me, man, you cannot help but favor me. I am favorable. I am God's favorite. So you got to favor me. Wherever you go, favor is upon you. You are greatly increased, and you are swift because God has granted you supernatural speed. So it is said, so it is, in the mighty name of Jesus. And all of God's put together in agreement said, yes. They 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 said, yes. And amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. God is good. I celebrate you. I celebrate the greatness of God in you because you're great. And celebration will always be with you and in your house. Do you receive that? The Word of God says the person with a merry heart will always continually feast. May you always feast because you have a merry heart. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody say, God is good. And I'm eating the fruit of the goodness of God. Amen. Praise God. While we begin to disperse, let's sing that wonderful song about the goodness of God. Amen. That's how we're going to leave this place today, celebrating the goodness of God. Mama, do you want to say something before? Oh, yes, yes, yes. We've almost, please forgive me. Yes. Stretch your hand towards the screen. I'm going to mention each name, and as I mention the names, we're going to release the grace of God upon these people. Choice Idonije and her family. Amen. Bill Corneliusson and his family. Amen. Ariel Minot and your family, that is going to be. Jeanette Ellis and your family. Temi Tayo and your family. John Bisson and your family. Amen. Helena Twigio and your family. Amen. Hajar and her family. Colette Stewart and your family. Aju and your family. Carol and your family. Andre Loye and your family. Gutierrez and your family. Minot family. Sibyl Russell and your family. Gungwemi. Adi. I don't know who that is, but you and your family. In the name of Jesus. Those of you watching on YouTube, watching on Facebook, we release the seven blessings on you also. And we declare that God has made you one who wins. You are a conqueror. You are a victor. And you do great exploits because you know God and grace abounds towards you. May God's tender mercy surround you, and may favor sing before you, because you are shielded and surrounded by favor. The peace of God surrounds you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let peace go to war for you so that you can stay calm at all times. This is the declaration of the Lord over you, and together we say amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sing about the goodness of the Lord. Now, can we celebrate the man of God? If you were not here during the previous four services, you need to go online and pick on what was said. It's just amazing. The teaching of the word was in another class. Then the prophetic words, can you imagine mentioning people's names, their middle names, their villages, where they came from, and what calling middle names that are Polish. I didn't even know your middle name. I heard it from him this morning. That's amazing. Polish name, difficult name. Your husband, I think Mama said, your husband said, we don't like that name. But he got it because God loves that name. Amen. And God was trying to show to you that he knows you. Amen. Kike. Who is Grace? Who is Grace? Who is Grace? Who is Kike? Who is Omolola? Mentioning people's names that he's never met, but God knows them, met them. I can go on and on and on, so many. God proved himself in our midst, and we celebrate the gift of God that you have manifested in our midst. You know, you don't become a doctor by sitting down watching television. You study. You do all the necessary things. You don't become a prophet by just sitting down and eating hamburgers and french fries and fish fillet and KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, and ribeye steak, and on and on and on. You spent time. And I want to thank you for spending time with the Lord. Yeah, I want to thank you for that. We have been greatly benefited because of your presence in his presence and the aura of his presence that you have brought to all of us as God's people. We celebrate the goodness of God in you. We celebrate the God in you. We celebrate his hand upon you. We have been greatly favored by your ministry of love. Let's give the Lord God a good clap offering on his behalf. That doesn't sound like a good one. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. I thank God for some of the sons that came today to participate, celebrate you. And the Lord said I should call you both up because he's moving you up. He's moving you up. There's a new season coming for you, and it has to do with ministry. The Lord told me about that many years ago. You didn't like it in the dream. But you're going to like it this time. Amen? Come here. Apostle, come. Come stand with your husband. Just stand here. We're going to lay hands on you. We're going to move you into the new state of grace. Oh, lying devils. The enemy is trying to interrupt your life. He's a liar. Because he knows that you are going to be a dangerous weapon in the hands of God. In the name of Jesus. My hand still has oil in it. You guys wiped yours off. And Orobosha. Thank you. He's been trying, but he has failed. He tried with you, he tried with her to short circuit what God has planned. The kind of ministry that God is going to use you in is going to be unusual. It has so many facets to it. And will bring you into that place. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
God wants to make them, he wants to give them financial, make them a financial minister. One of the ministry for finance, but the devil is fighting. You know something? The Lord said that we destroy that.
Amen. What he said is so powerful. I'll talk to you later. Congratulations. Praise the Lord. How many of you know the service doesn't end until the Lord says, I'm done. Praise the Lord. You. You're looking back. Just listen to me. Come here. Not you, Fatima. Come here. Shut off my mic. Thank you. You can turn me back on. This is, yes? Where's your mic? By what money? Oh. Yeah, use the mic so people can hear you.
All right, that lady that was there, the Lord is, you know. Do you have anybody called Malaika? Malaika. Can we pray for Malaika? Malaika, 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 Malaika. Are you Malaika?
Yeah.
Let's stretch your hand. Father, Lord, oh God. Your spirit will rest upon. Who is Caleb?
Caleb.
Are they your children? So, Father, Lord, oh God, we ask, can you stretch your hand over these children? We cancel pain from their life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As you were talking to them, I was just seeing the profile, you know. Wow. Yes. Can you have your, can we have them? You know. Mustafa. Mustafa. Father, Lord, we ask that you will not cry over these children.
Amen.
Was there anyone adopted? All of them were your children. Oh. Spirit, can we pray for this family?
Amen.
That the Lord will be their covering.
Amen.
The Lord will be their covering.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for supernatural power to surround them like shield.
Amen.
Every plans of the enemy to shoot an arrow of destruction is cancelled.
Amen.
Is cancelled.
Amen.
Is cancelled.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, is cancelled.
Amen.
Every one of you, I bring you under divine covering.
Yes, Lord.
I cancel mental situation. Amen. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
Your mind will not be troubled.
Amen.
By the Spirit of grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cancel the trouble of darkness. In the name of the living God. In the name of Jesus Christ, I break every curse. Father's house curses is broken.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, the yoke of darkness is terminated. I speak your grace. Thank you, Father. Jesus' mighty name.
Praise the Lord.
I don't know who has like a broken down bicycle. A broken down bicycle hanging in the house. Is there like a broken down bicycle around the house? Just not used. Huh? Just the broken down bicycle is not used. It's just there. Huh? Who has it? Who was using it? It's just lying outside the house and all that. Huh? It's just there. All right? The Lord gave me that picture to say that whatever the enemy's plan to bring restraint and resistance is broken.
Amen.
When you get home today, anoint your house. No more stagnation. There is a progress that is, you know, something is moving. Are you what I'm saying? The power of God is breaking that old. I can see a bicycle that is not working inside like a garage or something. You know what? It's a shed, right? Okay. You call it shed. I don't know what they call it, but the stagnation is terminated. It's not too, it's close to maybe like a chair that is not used or something, or something that is dead or rubbish, something around. What the Lord is saying is that your life, the power of God is commanding a release. Amen. Whatever has caused you to be in one place, God is breaking that yoke.
Amen.
All these children will become great.
Amen.
What the plans of the enemies are is canceled.
Amen.
I don't repeat what the enemy says. I repeat what God is saying. So the plan of the enemy is canceled. The light of God on these children will be revealed.
Amen.
By the power of the Almighty God.
Amen.
God is a covering for you. God is a father to you. God is a protection to you. God is your lifter, and no more shame in the name of Jesus Christ. And I see the hand of God working mightily. Now you will no longer fail, but you will do well. Spirit of grace for supernatural advantage is resting upon you. I speak to one, I speak to all. Your children will bring you glory. Your children will bring you honor. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will never again say to yourself you are alone. God is standing with you.
Amen.
God is supporting you.
Amen.
God is giving you grace. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let me stop. Congratulations.
Now you see that. The Lord says the service is not over, it continues. But we will be dismissed, but God continues with you. Amen. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Wednesday for the Bible study, Friday for prayer meeting, and of course next Sunday, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. because it's no longer a special service. So we'll go back to our regular time of 7 p.m. Amen? Turn to somebody and say, I am celebrating the greatness of God in you. Amen? Let's sing about the goodness of God. Celebrate the goodness of God in each other. You can come, Brother Daniel. Brother Daniel. Now come. You're dismissed. You can go on. If you want to sit down, you can sit down. No rush.